All right, let's dive right in today. We're tackling the crazy world of home building in Wisconsin. It's gotten seriously tough and expensive, and we're going to figure out why.
Yeah, it's definitely not a walk in the park these days.
We've got some good info to help us, though. We'll be looking at stuff from the Wisconsin Builders Association and also the NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders, so we've got that local and national view.
Awesome.
So picture this. You're ready to build your dream home here in Wisconsin. You found the perfect spot, got your plans all drawn up, and you're so excited. Then, bam, you see the price of lumber.
Oof, yeah.
It's like the whole foundation of your dream just got way shakier.
And what's interesting is it's not just a regular supply and demand problem. We've got these tariffs on Canadian lumber that are really messing things up. Right now, they're at 39.5%.
Whoa.
And get this, they could hit 60% by fall 2025.
Okay, so I get that tariffs are supposed to protect industries here in the U.S., but some people are saying they're actually making things worse. Like, they're raising prices for builders, which means houses get more expensive for everyone.
Right, right.
Do we really want that?
Well, you know, it's complicated. There are good arguments on both sides. I mean, some folks think these tariffs could really hurt the housing market over time, you know? Like, fewer people would be able to buy houses.
Oh, wow.
Or the quality of houses could go down because people can't afford good construction.
So we want to help U.S. lumber production. I get it. But are we making houses too expensive in the process? Like, can our own sawmills even make enough lumber if we stop getting so much from Canada?
That's the big question. It takes time to increase production here, like a lot of time and money. We can't just suddenly make enough lumber overnight.
And then we've got President Trump's executive orders about lumber, too.
Oh, yeah.
One's all about making more lumber here, and the other is looking into whether getting lumber from other countries is a national security risk. It's kind of confusing.
It is interesting. But, you know, national security, it's not just about the military. It's also about protecting important resources like lumber. The idea is if we rely too much on other countries for lumber, we could be in trouble if something bad happens.
That's true. So how do we decide what's more important, you know, being able to make our own lumber or what happens to the economy if we stop buying lumber from other countries?
Exactly.
Is there a way to, like, ramp up production here without prices going crazy and making it impossible for people to buy houses?
Well, the NAHB, they want to increase production here, but they're also worried about what will happen to prices if we cut off Canadian lumber too quickly.
It's kind of like trying to fix your car engine while you're still driving.
Yeah.
You need a plan, right? You can't just stop everything.
Right. And that's why it's important to really think about everything involved, you know, before we make huge changes.
For sure. But lumber is not the only problem, right? There aren't enough skilled workers to actually build the houses. It's like having all the ingredients for a great meal, but no one to cook.
That's a good way to put it. It's a big problem. It affects everything. How long it takes to build a house, how good the quality is. And, you know, almost a third of construction workers in the U.S. are immigrants.
A third? Really? That's a lot. So what happens when there aren't enough people to build houses, you know? Like, put up walls, put in windows, do the electrical stuff.
Well, things get delayed. Projects take way longer. Costs go up. And who pays for that? The person buying the house. Imagine you're all excited to move into your new house, and then they tell you, oh, it's going to be months late. We don't have enough plumbers.
Oh, man. That'd be so frustrating and expensive.
Yeah.
So are we just trying to get more young people into construction? Is that the solution?
Well, that's part of it, but it's not the whole story. The NAHB is pushing for some bigger changes, and that includes how we handle immigration. They've got some pretty interesting ideas, like they want a new visa program for temporary workers, but it'd be based on how many workers are actually needed.
Right.
So instead of just having a set number of visas, it would change depending on what the construction industry needs at that time.
Well, that makes sense. Huh. You know, matching the number of workers with the number of jobs. But wouldn't people be worried about that, like that it would take away jobs from American workers?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real worry, and the NAHB knows that. Their plan would make sure American workers don't lose their jobs, but there would still be enough workers to get everything built.
It's a tough balance, right?
It is. It's tricky. And it's not just about bringing in new workers either. The NAHB also really wants to make it easier for immigrants who are already here and have skills to be able to stay here legally, like, you know, a path to citizenship.
Yeah, because they're already working here and contributing, so it makes sense to make it easier for them to stay.
Right, exactly. And it's good for everyone. It helps the workers, it helps the industry, it helps the whole economy. We keep people with skills and experience here, and that makes everything better.
It's like investing in the people who are already here and helping them do their best.
That's a great way to think about it. So let's go back to that executive order about making more lumber here. It's not just about making more wood, right? It's also about making sure we're doing it in a way that doesn't hurt the environment.
So we don't want to just cut down all the trees and leave nothing behind.
No, definitely not. The NAHB has been really clear about that. They want responsible forestry, you know, protecting different species of trees and plants, making sure the soil is healthy, and keeping the forests healthy for a long time.
Yeah, we can't just use up all our resources now and not care about what happens later. We have to think about future generations.
Exactly. And the good thing is, doing things the right way can actually be good for the economy and the environment at the same time. You know, sustainable practices can protect our forests and help with climate change and also create jobs, especially in rural areas.
So it's like everyone wins.
Yeah, it's a win-win. We just have to plan for the long term and work together. You know, the industry and environmental groups have to cooperate, and we have to invest in doing things the right way.
Okay, so we've talked about lumber, we've talked about workers, and we've talked about the environment. But what else is going to affect home building in the future? Not just in Wisconsin, but everywhere.
Well, you know, the people themselves, who's living here and where they want to live, that's a big deal. Like, the population's getting older, cities are getting bigger, people are moving around more. All that affects how many houses we need and what kind of houses people want.
So it's not just about building more houses, it's about building the right kinds of houses in the right places.
Exactly. We have to be flexible and pay attention to what people want and need. And that changes over time.
And of course, there's technology. All the new materials and ways of building, even smart homes. That stuff is changing everything.
Oh, yeah. Technology is changing everything about how we build houses, from designing them to making them use less energy.
Yeah, houses are getting smarter, using less energy, and changing to fit our needs.
It's a cool time to be involved in home building, seeing all this new stuff and how it's changing the way we live. But with all these changes, we can't forget about one really important thing. Can people afford these houses?
Right. All this fancy stuff doesn't matter if only rich people can afford it. We need to make sure everyone can afford a good, safe place to live, no matter how much money they make.
Absolutely. If people can't afford houses, that's bad for everyone. It's about creating communities where everyone feels welcome, you know, where everyone has a home and a chance to do well.
To get that, we need to do a lot of different things. It's not just about money. It's also about doing what's right for people and communities.
That's exactly right. We need to remember that having a house isn't just about earning something. It's about having a place where you feel safe and like you belong.
Like that saying, home is where the heart is. It's about more than just having a roof over your head. It's about family, community, feeling connected.
That's a great way to put it. And that's why talking about home building is so important. It's not just about buildings. It's about people and the future we're building together.
So after all this, can people in Wisconsin still afford to buy a house? I mean, it seems like there are so many obstacles.
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? It's tough to say for sure, but I think the important thing is to figure out what we can do, you know, and understand that every choice has, like, consequences.
Yeah, trade-offs, right. Like we were talking about making more lumber here in the U.S., that might mean higher prices at first. Would you be willing to pay more for lumber if it meant more jobs here and less dependence on other countries?
That's a tough one. Everyone has to decide what's more important to them. You know, like, how much does it matter to us to be able to do everything ourselves versus how much we can afford to pay? Maybe there are other ways to do it, though. Like, what if we helped U.S. sawmills get better or gave people reasons to do forestry in a way that's good for the environment?
And then there's the question of, like, how many houses we can fit in certain areas. Building more apartments and townhouses could make housing cheaper and use less land. But it might also change what neighborhoods look like. Is that something we're okay with?
It depends on what people in the community want, right? Do we want to keep things looking a certain way or make sure more people have a place to live? Those are hard questions, and we need to hear from everyone.
And what about the government? Should they get more involved? Like, give money to help people buy houses or even build houses themselves? Or should we just let the market figure it out?
That's a debate that goes way beyond just housing, you know? Like, how much should people be responsible for themselves, and how much should we all work together to solve problems? And if the government does get involved, how do we make sure they do it right? It's tricky.
There's no easy answer. It seems like every place is different, and we need to figure out what works best for each town or city, looking at the economy and what people need.
Exactly. What works in one place might not work in another. We have to find solutions that fit each situation and let people in the community have a say.
So even though we've talked about some big challenges, I'm still feeling a little hopeful. People are coming up with creative solutions. They're talking about these important issues. And more people are realizing that everyone needs a decent place to live. It's important for everyone.
I agree. We can't just ignore these problems. We have to stay informed, get involved, and work together to find solutions that help everyone. If we don't, it'll affect all of us. You know, what happens with housing affects our communities, and ultimately it affects all of us.
That's a great point. And that wraps up our deep dive for today. We talked about a lot of complex stuff, but I think the takeaway is this. Owning a home is a big deal for a lot of people. It means stability, security, and the chance to build a good life. We need to work together to make sure that dream is still possible for everyone in Wisconsin.